Hey, welcome back to Girl Chat Sports. Oh, I can hear an echo. You got your volume up, Mo?
I got my volume up. Can you hear me?
No, I meant like the volume on your... Never mind. I just heard an echo too, so I don't know. There was an echo I heard, so I didn't know if your volume on your phone or your iPad was up.
I don't even have my iPad out.
Okay. Oh, now I don't hear it, so maybe it's gone. There it is. Ghosts. UFOs, because we're definitely going to talk about them later. we got a lot to talk about today. A lot of sports, Barbie, Oppenheimer, the final debate. And but first, we've got an awesome guest that's going to join us here in Las Vegas. We want to get a chance to talk with the director of intercollegiate athletics over at Southern Nevada. And we're going to talk to her now. So please welcome Miss Yvonne Wade to the show. Hello, Yvonne.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I know you've had a busy day. Yes. You got a circuit tour going on, it looks like. So we're glad to
have
you.
It's good, though. I can't complain. I'm blessed. I can't complain at all.
You cannot complain. That's amazing. And we're happy for you. Most definitely. I think what we wanted to talk about first is, I mean, just kind of give us an intro. We know you've been in the athletic game for a while. You played athletics, you coached athletics. You were the assistant director at CSN prior to being, I guess, the promotion to director. Give us like a quick breakdown, you know, of you and the games in games and athletics.
Yeah,
itself.
For sure. Well, I was a college student athlete. I went to the University of Colorado where I was a 100-meter hurdler. And back when they had the Big Eight, I was a Big Eight champion, an NCAA All-American in the 100-meter hurdles then. That's how I met my husband, who was a 110 hurdler at Texas A&M, Coach Larry Wade. So I've known him quite a while. After college, I went to, ran professionally. I made two Olympic games, ran a 1996 Olympics and the 2000 Olympic Games in the hurdles for my birth country of Japan. My mother is Japanese. My father is Jamaican. And so, I've always maintained my Japanese citizenship. And so when I got the opportunity to compete for them, that it was just an amazing, road from college to professional sports. And once I was done with that, I fell in love with coaching. So coached for over 20 years. The last 14 coaching was at UNLV, where I was the head coach there and had a lot of success with the women's team there, and decided to put it up after 20 years and dive into the dark side of administration. So
The dark side.
Yes.
And I'm sure but you've been doing it for a while. So it's not like, I know this has been like under a month of you having the actual directorship there. But what exactly has changed for you since you were already there as an assistant director? What's changed for you now leading into this director role?
Absolutely. I think, being an assistant, you are always, at the helm of somebody who has their vision and, what they want the program to be about. Dexter Irvin, who was the previous athletic director, had a great vision, built those, the program up to be what it is with 10 sports right now. And so, now that I'm in that seat, my vision's a little bit different. I think we want to take this, athletic department to a new level. And so it's exciting to kind of resurface, give it a facelift of things that to come in the future. And so, it's a little pressure, obviously, being in the hot seat, with 10 sports and all the student athletes that depend on you and the staff that depends on you, especially in this time with, economic unrest and, the state of the institution. Right. But I'm excited about it and I look forward to the challenges to come.
Speaking of challenges, because we definitely know that even though Vegas is a huge sports city now, we've seen this influx of teams and different sports on all levels coming to Las Vegas. What do you feel is something that you can bring to the table or can help out with in getting more access to women in sports? I know that's a big thing out here because we see how the city decorates for the Golden Knights and how, but didn't realize that we won a championship with the Aces last year. We don't see them on the sphere or banners flying everywhere. So, what are some things that maybe you can do to help in bringing, that image, that camera, the interviews for the women in sports there, because there are multiple sports that women do at CSN.
Absolutely. You know, for me, you know, it's an exciting time because like you said, Las Vegas is becoming sports mecca of everywhere, you know. But to be in a city where, you know, you have Sandra Douglas Morgan as the president of the Raiders and Nikki Vargas as the president of the Aces, and you know, we've had an athletic director at UNLV that was a female, and now I have an opportunity to be the first female athletic director at CSN. I think we are in a very unique and important position, especially within the face of Las Vegas sports, to kind of show other young women that it's possible. And like I was saying earlier in another interview I had, it's about the leadership. You know, people like Mark Davis's who entrust, you know, strong women and capable women to be in those roles to lead these men-driven organizations, you know. And our president at CSN was the same. He believed that I was the person for the job. And so, you know, it gives me a ray of hope. You know, it's still difficult. We don't get as much press as the men. We don't get, you know, the salaries that men get, the opportunities, you know, the banners, like you said, and you know, the spheres. The logos on the spheres, but you know, we're taking the step in the right direction. You know, we got to just have people in place and not kick those doors down and scream loud and proud and make sure that, you know, we're visible and give other women who aspire to be in those roles opportunities, and mentor the next group up.
That's great. I see we do have Team A's in the building, and Thomas Mason joining in saying hello.
HJ, baby.
Thomas, I'm still gonna kick your butt in fantasy football, so just, you know, be nice, be nice. You know, through all of your accolades and all that you've done in your career, you mentioned you talked just about like the women in sports, and I know that we also you have a you I don't know if it's a partnership or you do and include as a member with the Y's of Las Vegas, the Women in Sports, and I forgot what the E is,
Events,
Women's
yeah.
Events. What does that mean for you to be a part of that? And maybe I don't know if it's the mentor role you're providing as well, but being able to be within a network of women in the sports and events capabilities here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that group has been an amazing resource for me. Great opportunities for, you know, not only mentorship, but, you know, camaraderie, just brainstorming. You know, we all have our ups and downs in our careers, and just to have a network of women who go through the same things, have struggled the same struggles, and who aspire to do great things in their industry. It's just a great resource for women. You know, whether you're in athletics or in events, a lot of the women in there are in gaming, also. But the networking is phenomenal, and I encourage a lot of young people who are in those arenas to just to join and, you know, come to an event and just to get to know the people and the movers and the shakers. You know, you see so many of the highlighted people, you know, the front facing people in these big organizations, but you don't see all the people that work, you know, in the trenches, you know, and those are the people that, you know, comprise this organization. And so it's just kind of, you know, just so appreciation for all the women at all the levels of our industry. And you never know, like you meet people that you just never know that was even a thing, a job, you know, like wow, it opens your eyes to so many possibilities in the industry of sport, in the industry of gaming or hospitality. And it just makes you so, you know, appreciative of the avenues that are open for us if we know that they're there. But we have to make those
Right.
connections. We need to, you know, make sure that we, you know, reach down and get the next person and pull them in, so that we can network and spread our wings a little further.
That's great. And it's also out here, you know, the saying is, you know, it's not who you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So getting in one of
Absolutely,
those networking
absolutely.
groups and being able to mix
Yeah.
and mingle and to talk about those things with others, peers or mentors to help you in your goals and what you're wanting to do with your career. So that's definitely another a great thing out there. You know, I don't know if Mo had anything right now, but I wanted to mention, so we had Dan Savage on, I think
Yeah.
prior to last season starting, and he had talked about working on trying to get recruiting more, you know, trying to get more of the local Las Vegas athletes and those within
Yeah.
Nevada to come to Southern CSN so that they can try and work on their performances, whether they're academically or athletically, to move on to the next level. So is there
Yeah.
anything that you guys are particularly looking at doing to try and keep some of that talent here in the state versus going out of state?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the thing I'm proud about of CSN Athletics is, you know, about 80% of our student athletes are from our community. And so when we say we're a community college, we are definitely that. You know, we try to reach down to our, you know, CCSD folks and our charter schools and get student athletes that are from here so we can develop them and have them move on. Not everybody can go to a four-year college right out of college. Not everybody's going to go, you know, have that D1 talent or academic, you know, strength yet. And so, you know, the thing that makes CSN great is that we can serve as a bridge to prepare somebody who might not be as prepared as they need to be to move on to a four-year institution. You know, our goal is to be, you know, great academically, great, you know, athletically, and then provide them, you know, the pathway so that they can transfer, be seen and be visible to these four-year college coaches and provide them, you know, an avenue. And so, you know, I watched the show where Dan was on that day, and I a lot of people don't even know we exist. You know, nobody knew outside of baseball because Bryce Harper played at CSN that, you know, we have sports. We have 10 sports at CSN. And so we have to do a better job telling our story and sharing the message that we do have something great available. We need to go out there and hit, you know, all the high schools and all the events and show them that what we have some great coaches. We have great resources for them to be successful. You know, and now we have great leadership. So not to toot my own home, but I really am passionate about building up, you know, future leaders from this community. And sport has provided me, you know, just so much in my own life and in my career, you know, and the relationship that I have built over the years. And I want to be able to give that back to our young people here. And, you know, community college athletics is one of those ways that can do that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you guys need to send Bryce a shirt that he can just wear pregame, you know, while he's out practicing on the field. Get that promotional status up. Like,
We got to reengage, you know? Yeah. We have a lot of good alumni that are out in the community and doing great things. So we just got to reengage with them and make sure that, you know, they're telling our story too and providing that support. You know, we're a junior college. We don't have the funding that the UNLVs do or, you know, the UNRs do. So, you know, a lot of that is word of mouth and us going out there and pounding the pavement and, you know, getting corporate sponsorships and, you know, asking people, you know, to help us that, you know, believe in our mission. So we got to sell our mission and tell what we're about. And we have just phenomenal student athletes that have great, amazing individual stories to tell and our coaches as well. And, you know, the more we do it, I think the better that we'll be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly amazing. I mean, honestly, Mel pretty much asked anything that I had on my mind with you. I kind of like was like, you know, she already did one show and kind of explained everything.
I totally thought they were the same show. And so I had two shows and I'm like, is it at 6 or is it at 7? Then I realized there's two separate shows.
I know.
I was like, oh my God.
No, you're getting the name out there, right?
That's
you're
right. That's right. Yeah.
This is a promotional tour. This is where you get to know who you are. But I kind of wanted to touch on the human side of who you are, especially being out here in Vegas with your husband. How's that dynamic work between the two of you? You guys have a family as well.
Yeah. So, you know, he came out here, you know, when I was at UNLV as the head coach, he came and he was a head coach at Pasadena City College. So we had a long distance marriage for a little bit.
How was that?
And it was tough because we had a little one, you know, so we would travel back and forth and, you know, but I convinced him to come out here and work for me at UNLV and, you know, being, you know, Larry Wade, Mal, so he's a very strong personality. So having a wife be his boss is, you know, it has some ups and downs for sure. But we got, you know, did some amazing things at UNLV and had some successes with that track team and developed a lot of great athletes coming out of there. But we were both at a time that, you know, wanted to transition and do other things. And he was blessed to go into that boxing path and find some great opportunities in boxing. Right now he's in Puerto Rico finishing up training with Jake Paul and his fight. Wow. And so, yeah, so he's, you know, I'm so proud of, you know,
Jake Paul's taking it serious, huh?
Yeah, very serious.
He's got the guy on his side.
You know,
there.
I'm just really proud of, you know, what he's been accomplished, you know, coaching with him. I know that he's, you know, one of the best out there, you know, whether it was track and field or boxing or football, he knows how to develop athletes. And so, a lot of that rubbed off on me and, you know, his pursuit of excellence. He pushes me every day to do better. And so, you know, even in this role, he's just like, you can do it. You know, I had to think about it for a while when I was leaving coaching, like, what is my next step? You know, what should I do next? And so this opportunity came and, you know, I'm really excited about it. And he's been a great supporter of me in this role and everything we got to do. And we do have two boys at home. One's right. about to start at CSN in the fall. And right. the little one is a mini version of him, Larry Wade. 11 going on 21. So, you know.
Yeah, I love it.
Is he wearing it. Glasses and hats and stuff too all the time?
Yes. And they must be name brand.
Of course. So is there any kind of motivational quote that you can remember from your husband that lives in your head rent free that keeps you going every day when you get up?
Always in our household, it's the way you do one thing is the way you do everything, you know? Love so it. We always wake up with that. You know, with integrity, with, you know, the effort that we put in every day. You know, we have a teenager that's going on to be, well, now he's turned 18, going on to college. So we kind of try to instill that, like, you know, now you're transitioning into adulthood. So, you know, the, how you wake up every day, how you show up for other people is going to be your, you know, your resume to who you are. And so, you know, with, we live in a household where we always preach that integrity is number one. You got to be honest. You got to work hard. You got to put, you know, your best foot forward every day and treat people well. And so, you know, whether you're a hard worker, you know, it doesn't, I told somebody today, I said, it doesn't mean that, you know, just because I'm a great track athlete, I'm going to be a great volleyball player. No, but my intent is to be work hard and to make sure that, you know, I'm putting 100% out there for my teammates. And they know I'm putting, you know, all I have, my heart on my sleeve for them. And so, you know, that's just how we live. And so I appreciate his intensity. I appreciate that quote in our house because we live by it every day. And yeah, he has a lot of quotes on his t-shirts.
What's the one that sticks out? And then also, you know,
they all stick out.
They nailed it. It's like a work ethic. You guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That transcends all your sons. And it sounds like it is. So
yeah,
great job to you on that. And life as a mom, your babies are getting older. They're going to be leaving the nest soon. What's next for you? Even after this, it's probably going to be a little bit of empty nest later on in life. Do you have an end game to what you want to aspire to do?
After? You know, I thought about that, you know, my 20 plus years of college coaching where I was, you know, coaching young people and essentially raising other people's children, you know, through a period of their life. And I've developed a lot of great relations. I'm still close with a lot of my very first student athletes. So I, you know, keep those relationships really close. I have hundreds and hundreds of track daughters around nice. Town. And now they're having kids. So now I'm a track, I call myself TG, track grandma.
Okay, and so, I love it.
I know. And so, you know, those relationships will always be there. And so, you know, as my own kids grow older, you know, I'm looking forward to empty nesting. Like I really, you know, when we get to a point where it's just us two and we get to vacation and travel and not have to work, that'll be a good day. So, but until then, we're going to keep pounding the pavement and working hard and making sure that these young people have a place to go and have, you know, an outlet to show, display their athletic talents and stuff.
Y'all, that'd be awesome. That's so awesome.
Well, so when we talk about women,
fight this weekend.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mel.
No, talk about the fight.
No, go ahead.
Oh, the fight for this weekend's fight or the next weekend's fight?
Yeah, this week, Terrence Crawford and
oh my gosh, that's gonna be crazy.
Errol Spence.
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it. I they're both great, phenomenal athletes. I don't want to pick a side, but I might have to go with Crawford.
Okay.
Only because, you know, Spence has gone through some stuff. You know, I don't know if he's 100% yet, you know, and if he was 100%, I'd go his route, but you know, I don't know where he is, you know, mentally and stuff. So
either way, it's gonna be a huge fight out here. Huge, most definitely. I did want to ask, though, you know, discussing women in sports, the things that don't often get noticed or said, we've seen a lot of WNBA women have children and come back to play. We saw one of the soccer players just gave birth 9 months ago and is out there playing. And what is it like? How do you balance the mom life, the work life, the wife life? How do you take all those hats? How do you make them work together?
You know, God doesn't put anything on your shoulders you can't handle, you know? And so we're built to do it. And there was never thought in my mind of if I should or shouldn't, you know, my youngest son was born right smack dab in the middle of track season. And literally I had a C-section C-section. And 2 weeks later with stitches, I went back to work because my track athletes, you know, were in competition and I wanted to be there. I don't know if that was the smartest thing to do. My doctor probably would have told me to sit my butt at home. But, you know, my kids grew up around sports. I was blessed enough to be at institutions that allowed me to, you know, tote my kids in a little bundle, you know, to track meets and travel with me. And, you know, so they know the routine, you know, they were in the hotels with me and they know how to travel with my girls and help them with their luggage and whatnot. And so they just grew up in that. They don't know anything different. As far as balancing stuff, I was blessed to have my parents live here before my dad passed a couple of years ago. He was living here. So, you know, me and my husband were both traveling. So it was good to have grandparents here that can watch my kids when we're away. And not every, it's hard if you don't have that, if you don't have that support. So you have to have an institution that believes in that and supports women who do it all and give you that space to do it and the family and friends and supportive network to allow you to do that. Because it does get tough for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, but we manage. Now they're grown.
Well, you're excelling in it. That's for sure. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Speaking of the kids, did either of them take into sports or track and field? I mean, taking after their parents at all? Or is it more like, hey, you do what you want to do? I don't know if anyone was born and then, you know, dad slapped some track cleats on and was like, let's go. But I mean, for most parents that we know that have been athletes, they seem to always try to, you know, aim to try and get with their kids to play some kind of sport. What about you? What about your boys?
Yeah, we haven't really forced them to do much of anything. My oldest one did track and field the last couple of years when he was at Democracy Prep, and he was a state runner up in 2A in the 100 meters. So he had a little bit of talent. Had he started earlier, I think he would have excelled. But he's more of an artsy guy. He wants to be like a voice actor and do stuff like that. So we want to nurture those types of, you know, passions. My younger one is a soccer fanatic. And so, you know, everything Messi and, you know, all those famous soccer players is that's his thing. And so I'm going to take him to the game on the first over at Allegiant Stadium and watch some soccer over there. And, you know, we try to put him in other sports that like, I'm not a soccer person. I don't know the rules very well, but he wanted to avoid anything we knew anything about so that he can just do his own thing.
Dad would lawn him all the time,
yelling at him all the time. And so he was like, nope, I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, that's
so
good, though. I think that's a good thing because the soccer thing is really huge. And I think it's only meant to be bigger. And Mbappe just got a $1.1 billion contract. So I'm sure he's really like, oh, yeah, I'm sticking with soccer. This is
for sure. Yeah, he's kicking the ball around the house and flying. You know, I'm like, not in the house, man. Not in the house.
Right.
Too much.
Well, I'm sure next time dad's out training in Miami, he'll definitely want to tag along and to go see Messi in a game.
I know. Yeah. He wanted for Christmas, he wanted a Mexico jersey, Mexico soccer jersey. And so he got it and his tears just came down his face. He was so happy. And I was just like, I said, why Mexico? Because they deserve to be in the World Cup. And then, you know, he had this long speech and he was just so happy.
So it wasn't for the quesadillas, right? No, because that. Do you remember the TikTok of the boy who was crying over wanting to be Mexican?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I saw that.
Oh, man. Well, before we let you go, we appreciate you. There's people out there that have kids maybe in Southern Nevada here or in Nevada that maybe want to know more about CSN, maybe the CSN athletics. Give us a breakdown of what sports you do have there and what parents can do if maybe their, you know, kid isn't getting recruitment letters and whatnot, and they want to try and work on trying to get their kid into maybe a junior college to get better at their, or to, you know, invest in their skills some more.
Yeah. So we have baseball and softball, men's and women's basketball, men's and women's soccer, men's and women's cross country, volleyball, and cheer and dance. I think got them all. Yeah. Baseball and softball are at the Henderson campus, and most of the other sports are at the Cheyenne campus in North Las Vegas, and cross country operates at a West Charleston campus. So we have a presence at all three campuses. And so it's a unique little situation. But if anybody wants to, you know, reach out and find out about us, go to csncoyotes.com, and all our sports are on that website and our coaches' information are there. We have on September 30th out at Floyd Land Park, we have an open 5K. So if you guys want to come out and run a 5K, and the race will be right before the junior high school and high school races. Okay. You don't have to run. You can walk.
What time and what's the temperature going to be?
It's going to be a distance race. So it'll be like 7 o'clock in the morning. So it won't be too bad. But you know, tell your people, but we'll be out there running. And then a lot of the younger community, the junior high school and high school participants will run a cross country meet after that too. So just another way for us to kind of, you know, get our name out there and show everyone that CSN has the athletic department. And, you know, it's a great avenue to get your 2-year degree and move on to 4 years after that. So, yeah.
Now, question, since there are 3 campuses here in Las Vegas, if you're attending one, you can still play athletics at, because I know since they have different locations, you can do
You can do whatever's convenient. You know, there's a lot of classes that are in person, a lot of classes that are online. You know, obviously our sports practice closer to the campuses that they're housed at. So it's you know, it's a commuter campus. So everybody travels to where they got to get to and go.
Brian's in the comments mentioning to come out to the 5K. So
yeah, that's our head cross country coach. So yeah.
Okay, Brian. Okay, coach.
Okay.
Okay, coach. Yeah, cross country was not my jam growing up. But you know, that's
a good walk. 5K is only 3 miles to walk, and you know, nice.
I ran many years ago. I ran a half foot marathon for the Rock and Roll Marathon.
Right. Yes, see, that's even longer.
We'll
please share with us. We're going to connect on social so that way you can share with us any flyers that you have for your upcoming events. If we can help promote you guys more as well, we'd love to. If coaches want to get on, Coach's Studio wants to get on, if anybody else needs to get on to promote their team, we'd love to have you. We're all about trying to not only, you know, just talk about sports. We want to be able to empower those others, whether it be male or female, and coaches out there, especially here in Las Vegas.
I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you guys, you know, talking sport and especially female sports and empowering, you know, that next crew of young women to be leaders. So keep doing what you do, and I appreciate you guys.
And also kudos to you on the representation of both heritage. You know, that's one thing that you don't see too often. And the fact that you were there representing that as well in your culture, it's amazing. So
yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, and before I let you go too, because I did kind of look at your Instagram and I saw your mom and your video with her about how, you know, dedicated she is and regimented. And my mother's Japanese as well, so I'm half Japanese as well. And so I totally saw that and was like, I can see this.
She never sleeps. Like, I was out there visiting her and the blinds opened at 5:30 a.m. and she's just cleaning. And I was like, I guess you want me to wake up with you. You
know, so, yeah, right.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I love it. And then we had 2 questions for you before you go. These are off topic. Mo, did you want to ask your question? Do you remember it? I don't know.
I mean,
we want to know if you're a drum or a flats girl.
Or flats. Mm-hmm. I'm a flats girl.
Okay, me too. You know, they charge extra for flats at Wingstop.
I heard.
Yes. And I'm not happy with that.
Yeah, but nobody wants drums. That's the whole point.
No, too much.
They're gonna end up with boxes of drums just sitting in their store.
Definitely flats. Definitely flats. I'll pay the extra though.
And but then the last place you can go to get the best flats ever in your life and have them doing extra crispy is downtown at this place called Berlin.
Berlin? Okay, I'm gonna have to go. Yeah,
go.
That's most spot.
Yeah, or a plain extra crispy with all your stuff on the side.
Okay.
5 wings plus fries for $10, and the wings are pretty good size.
They are pretty good.
Okay, I got that. Write that down.
Yep.
And then I don't know if you are a sneaker person. I'm assuming you might have some because your husband. But if you are a sneaker person, do you have a favorite sneaker? And if it is a Jordan, what Jordan is it?
I am not a sneakerhead, unfortunately. Okay. So yeah, that would be my kids and him. I'm a flip flop and barefoot. That's the Jamaican side of me, I guess. Why? And the more I can not be in a shoe, the better.
Yeah, well, that's the Zodis. That's Japanese too. That's the Zodis they wear. Most definitely. Okay. Well, we appreciate you. We thank you for your time. We'll definitely stay in contact with you so we can help promote College of Southern Nevada as well. But thank you very much, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys too. You have a good night.
You too.
You too.
I love it.
Yvonne Wade, everyone.
Yes.
And gentlemen. Then that was our girl power segment. We are going to acknowledge Yvonne Wade as our girl power moment for this show tonight.
Absolutely.
I think she just exudes all that is of girl power and what she has accomplished and what she continues to accomplish. And it really is going to take the community to get involved, be aware, yes. and know that there are programs out there. So, hey.
And I know I'm at fault for living here for 20 plus years and not really realizing the sports there until the last maybe handful of years. And then right. know that they have, what, those 8 to 10? Like, that's 8 to 10 teams they got out there. And, you know, we need to support.
Like I said, my ears picked up when she mentioned volleyball. There are a lot of young girls out there that are not able to do
absolutely,
but are in high school, wanting to play volleyball, could go over and migrate into CSN and play volleyball for them. Never know. Get their skills up and go to a top-rated school. So, I mean, it's a great portal to go through just to get to the next level if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. We want to move on to some hot topics real quick. We appreciate Yvonne Wade for joining in. But we yes. need to talk about, we had the Barbie versus Oppenheimer weekend. Mo, we all went and saw Barbie this weekend, which was, I think, a good movie. I think it was the environment. I think it was a celebration of all things pink that made it even better. But I wanted to show a little video from the NFL on some of the guys' picks for Barbie or Oppenheimer.
Both are going to be great. I probably got to watch Barbie with my daughter, so I'm going to say that one.
I'm going to say Barbie because what's Oppenheimer?
I'm an Oppenheimer guy. I love history. I love true stories. I was just saying to someone the other day, I can't wait to see Oppenheimer. It comes out right when training camp starts, so the timing's terrible. So I got to find some way to sneak preview it right before camp starts. Otherwise, we go into camp and I won't get to see it.
I got to say Barbie because I feel like I can rock pink. I mean, it's a Barbie world, right?
Barbie. Come on. I don't want to think. I just want to go and have a great time.
There you have it.
The pinks have it. And they also, the highest grossing, I think it was $162 million by a female director. So another girl power going to
Barbie. Yeah, for Greta.
Yes. Yep.
Shout out to her. And I'm wearing my pink today. Again, I'm rocking this pink. I'm a pink lady. I like pink, so.
See, I'm not a pink person, but I got a couple things I'll throw together. But yeah, pink is not one of my staples. It hasn't been.
Yeah, so. Pink is pink's been in there. Pink's been.
I'm
in
more
the
red. I think
sure.
I'm more red.
I do reds too, but of the colors that you know, just anything that speaks to you is gonna be gold. Yeah. But it was a really cute movie. It definitely is not kid friendly. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's not kid friendly. I'm just saying that there's a lot of adult humor that would go over children's heads.
Yeah,
so
very.
I think it was a great comedy thing for adults to kind of get a chuckle, and sometimes we need that. Oppenheimer,
some good chuckles.
Being 3 hours long is kind of one of those things. It's more biographical than it is mm-hmm. more so about the bomb. It's more about the man himself. So if you're into biographies and that kind of thing, I tap right. into that too. I kind of have Oppenheimer on my list as well. So, yeah,
I'm definitely going to want to check that one out as well. So I'm excited for that. I think, I think for us, it was that we, you know, I mean, I played with Barbies growing up. So seeing when they're showing like how they move and they're, you know, they don't really walk, they just jump down. That's what you did when you play with Barbies. You didn't, they ain't
yeah,
walking nowhere.
Jumps.
You're
she's
moving.
Carrier, yeah. She's flying like literally can too. Like, yeah, both.
Another hot topic I wanted to bring up was this congressional hearing today. I don't know if you caught wind of this at all, Mo.
I did.
So former U.S. intelligence agent David Grush testified, as well as a few other pilots, in regards to the UFOs hearing. He said that he confirmed alien existence through UFO sightings and the recovery of non-human aircraft with biological remains, aka there's alien bodies that the government is keeping somewhere. But we knew
that.
I mean,
that
I feel
already,
like,
though?
I don't think it's ever been discussed like this, especially like in a congressional meeting. I think
well,
we've
I don't
all
know.
Thought
they just
things.
Had on the east side of town this family that saw an alien not too long.
Well,
ago. So
but we didn't even,
all
yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
Coming up, so it's like,
and the black SUVs swooped in.
We couldn't be the
and...
only life form in the galaxy. I'm sure there's several other galaxies and other portals. I mean, you can get into a whole rabbit hole with this thing. But the fact that he's talking now, I hope he stays alive. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, because when I watched the clip, it's kind of like, you know, he's like, there are some things I can't mention publicly. I could give you the list privately. I can do this. And I'm just like, wow, this guy, he's going to end up on a list somewhere. That's for sure. I don't know.
I feel like some of these men I dated were aliens. I feel like some of these people we've come in contact were aliens. They have said
like
some
there's some men in
off,
black stuff happening. They could have
the
like a human
things.
a human outer shell maybe that they're able to use to get past.
I feel like some of them have said some kind of off the wall things that might be, you
know. What's up, Heather? She's like, I mean, duh, aliens, hello. Just gotta be out, you know, just be one with them.
We got an alien tequila for Pete's sake. We gotta, you know, come on, they're there. Finally, someone's willing to admit it. Don't make us be stupid out here in these crazy, crazy streets.
Yeah, we also need to talk about the Women's World Cup happening right now. I know it's on. I just noticed the women came back. We were down 1-0 to the Netherlands. It's now tied at 1. I know there was people that were expecting it to end in a draw. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here in the next, we got maybe 15 minutes of regular time plus whatever overage they have. Hoping the ladies.
Well, I'm glad you're watching it because I'm so invested in the Shark Week, and tonight is the Cocaine Shark, so I'm really, really trying to tap into that.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
I saw it, but I was like, is this like a spinoff of like Cocaine Bear? And I just
That movie, they have a movie of Cocaine Shark on Tubi that's cheesy as all get out. I couldn't even watch it. But the existence of this with the hammerhead sharks and different species of sharks actually eating those, and scientists and marine biologists have studied this for actually over 10 years of their behavior patterns changing, and that is due to shipments and things getting dropping in the ocean and them getting access to it. So it is a thing. So tonight's segment this week is about cocaine sharks.
Oh, it's on right now. I'm gonna have to find it another showing of it. I gotta know more. I need to learn about the cocaine shark. So
yeah. I mean, I like Shark Week anyway. Shark Week has always been one of my big things in Discovery World when it comes. It's like, oh yeah, it's Shark Week. We never get to see the Jaws and the Megs. Yeah, let's go. But yeah, they actually introduced this, and it's like interesting. So kind of curious how things just kind of
things will go. Out. Yeah. So I never thought this would happen. I never thought we'd be sitting here about ready to get into Jugadores Loco, or I should say Loca, and be mentioning someone within the Las Vegas Aces. And unfortunately, news came out today that Raquana Williams was arrested yesterday. Released today on her own recognizance, just to have no contact with her. I guess her wife, they had a domestic violence occurrence last night, and she goes back to court on August 2nd. The Aces released the statement on the right saying that they're aware of the domestic violence charges against her. They do condemn domestic violence, and that basically she is precluded from participating in any team activities at this time. So
you know what happened, right?
I read she took her wife's phone. She left to go to a hotel because they had a dispute. She ended up unlocking it and finding that
the dispute was she accused the woman of cheating. The woman denied that she was cheating. They snatched her phone up. They did a tussle with getting her phone or iPad. She opened up the iPad, noticed that she had been cheating through text messages and stuff like that, proceeded to whoop on the woman, the wife, according to the wife's story. But then Raquana's story is that the wife came at her with a pair of scissors. So when the cops showed up, it was kind of that whole statement from the wife saying that she beat her up pretty good and all of that. And she's also being alcohol monitored too, because she has a bit of a drinking problem. And that's the thing too with alcoholism, if you acknowledge it, that is something that's recurring.
Well, and doing it with alongside mental health. You know, drinking alongside mental health is never.
Well, this is not her first instance of having a domestic situation.
No.
And clearly it's a cry for help. And, you know, we don't know if she will ever get the help unless she hits the rock bottom phase. The rock bottom phase, maybe the Aces let her go. You know?
It's a sad situation. I feel bad for her. But, you know, it's something that, you know, I work with mental health clients.
I feel bad for the victim. If she really did brutalize this woman and beat her, I feel bad for her. This woman needs to get help. Like, I'm not going to sit here. It's just terrible all the way around. I agree with you, but I'm not going to not say the victim is not, you know. That's what everybody's more focused on for sure, is her, because Raquana has done this before. This is not her first rodeo with getting into altercations.
And I'm going to kind of assume that this might not have been the first time for them either, because the wife mentioned that she was even reluctant to call the police when it first happened.
Yeah, you know, she might wasn't be a sure. victim of domestic abuse, all physical abuse, mental abuse, all of that. So yeah, my heart goes out to her. And I hope that this is her exit stage left if she can.
Yeah,
being a victim of abuse, you know.
I had higher hopes. I had higher hopes for Raquan, you know, Raquina, after we had,
she was supposed,
you know,
to be back anyway.
Mental
her
health.
Term was long over. It seemed like,
well, that's my thing too. Is I guess her back was feeling pretty good if you were choking somebody out and,
yeah,
you know,
doing all that extra stuff. Yeah. But I think she's not going to be with the Aces anymore. I think that's it.
Which leaves the Aces in more of a hole as well. We also learned this week that Candace Parker had surgery on her foot, saying
that
her foot
had
been
that she was having
saying that her foot had been fractured all season. So you never
had no idea.
Your foot was fractured all season, and just now the doctor is saying if you want to get back to working, you know, working at your peak, you need to have surgery now. What's crazy is that one of my boys in Seattle, he was in LA and he saw Candace Parker in Little Tokyo. I think it was like Saturday or Sunday having lunch. So I knew something was off that she was there and not even traveling with the team or even being in LA versus not being here in Vegas.
But you notice
so.
You'd never be at the courtside on the benches or anything. And even at the home games, I wasn't seeing her. Did you see her?
I saw her at one. Yeah, I saw her when they
Did
were
you see
here.
Her at All-Star?
Well, she didn't have to come to All-Star. She was an All-Star.
I mean, just being in attendance, not saying that she was a part of the thing, but
well, no,
know.
But most but, yeah, of the, yeah. Only like four of the Aces had came to All-Star. Raquana was one of them, you know, that weren't playing in it. So I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting. But yeah, Candace is gone indefinitely. Raquana is probably not coming back. And then we've got, so we're under or at 10, if not under 10. I know we had picked up that Ashley girl. I don't know if she's remaining on the team for a while or if they're going to be picking somebody else up. But hey. The Aces aren't worried right now. They're 22-0. They're on their sixth game win streak. They're heading back home tomorrow, or they're heading back on Sunday. They play the Wings here in Las Vegas. When they played out there in Dallas, Kelsey Plum signed this guy's head. He wanted a he wanted her autograph on his head. And Dumb and Plummer, I guess.
Well, the Dumb did pan out. Fit. Yeah.
The shirt,
but shout out to Kia Stokes, had double digits last game.
Listen,
that's first
came
for
out.
Her. Came out and balled out. So shout out to her. I thought that was phenomenal. The ladies played up, mm-hmm. and she's doing a lot better getting into.
KB
game,
was out there putting in some time. She was doing. Yeah. Alicia Clark was out there making some moves. I mean, aside from this, the fact that of course Asia, Chelsea, and Kelsey all had had 20 points or more in the game each was amazing, but. You know, we're on the track. It's
you're not
it's the second
Aces.
Half
it's
push.
Just simple. You're just not beating them. No one's beating them.
It's tough.
It's
going to be tough for
me. And I love that, you know, like my mom, I was talking to my mom about the Aces, and she said that the huddle and give it up to Becky Hammon for being a real coach, telling them to mind their ABCs, meaning don't let Cooper shoot threes. Block Cooper. Always be blocking Cooper. ABC. Keep
Because she
keep
will
that
get you.
Head. And that's she'll get you, and that's what they kept. They kept that in their head. So give it up to Becky Hammer, man, coaching.
Yes.
While we got her, like I still, you know,
while we have her, before
each season starts to kind of club to close, what's gonna happen? But
what's up, B Sal is in the house.
Ryan Scott,
you dang on late. Yeah, you missed it. You missed it.
Who is that?
Brian B Sal.
Brian Scott.
He's got two Facebook pages.
Oh, I don't be on Facebook to know. That's your man. I didn't even know. Brian Scott. I was like, who is that?
You're like, who's that? Huh? What?
Didn't know.
Who'd that be?
Sorry.
Who'd that be? A little more Vegas for those youth athletes out there. The Las Vegas Lights will be giving away free tickets to up to 1,000 youth for this Saturday's match. You just have to go to lightsfc.com, Youth Sports Night, and register your child. They'll get a free t-shirt and a free ticket.
Dang, we missed the jerseys last week.
I know.
I totally forgot about that. Doggone it. I wonder if you go online.
He had to switch it up.
Yeah, like don't be doing your creep squad tagline on your side, like hustle page, whatever that is. Brian,
that's
Scott.
When he'd be making that's when he'd be commenting on his own stuff, like, yeah, this is some good stuff right here, man. Awesome.
Yes, ghost account on his burner phone.
The ghost account. He's like got Kevin his Durant. KD burner account.
Speaking of KD, he's who adores locals too. You heard about him, right?
The what?
You heard about him, right?
Who?
Kevin Durant.
What'd he say?
What'd he do? So he went to advocate for the athletes to promote that
smelling like marijuana.
Reeking of marijuana. In Commissioner Stern's office, and purposely wanted to reek of marijuana to prove a point that he could still be functional in. That ain't the dumbest kind of.
Listen, I know stuff. Guys growing up that would smoke before playing just because they played better. They said, and I'm like, I couldn't even.
Yeah, they're not reeking of marijuana either in front of the
the commissioner of a your boss, just to prove your a boss. Point.
Stop it.
Oh man.
And we did talk. Parents, I need you to pay that company too, because y'all getting sued now from a tech company because you borrowed.
I saw that just a minute ago.
I need y'all to come see me too. Come to the pulpit because y'all.
How'd they get a loan from a tech company? You mean that you got a sponsorship?
They owe them.
But how do you get a loan? How does a tech company give you a loan?
Because it's Zion they're using. They front you the money. You're supposed to promise to do a thing and you don't do it, you owe them.
I don't know.
Maybe they can't get money from their son because he's busy with the other stuff he got going on. And maybe it's before he got his contract. Who knows? I have to read more into this story, but I need y'all to come to the congregation too because y'all need to come see me as well. That was crazy.
I mean, between that and the baby and the girl who finally went quiet for a while, I'm just glad that we don't. It's too much in that family.
I thought I was done hearing about that family until that came out.
We talked briefly with Yvonne about the fight this weekend. Who do you got this weekend, Mo?
I don't know yet. I'm still.
If you had to put $100 on somebody,
I'm not.
Brian, we out there. You're our guy. We know you've been at all the festivities for the whole week of the fight this weekend. If you had to put $100 on somebody, who is it on? We need that answer. I don't have a.
What would you put it on? Since you're asking.
I don't know. I kind of feel like Crawford, but I honestly don't watch boxing enough. I haven't paid attention to the weeks leading up to the storyline. I'm not sure about, you know, Yvonne mentioned some setbacks that Spence has had previously in his career. I don't know. I have no idea.
Errol Spence is an OG. Terrence Crawford is an OG. I mean, they're both good.
B-Sal is putting money on Crawford. So you hear that? Anybody out there, go ahead and put that money down.
And if they lose, y'all go see Brian Sal and ask for your $100 back.
Go hit him up at News 3. And we can talk about, you sent this to me and I wanted to just bring it up. It's not going to be until next fall, but there will be a new swingers club in Las Vegas. And no, not that swingers.
You know where my mind went with that. I'm so bad. Pervert.
It's a new mini golf course. It'll be three stories with cocktails, DJ. So probably something similar. You know, it's just an adult fun place. It's going to be at Mandalay Bay opening fall 2024.
So. I like that it's all grown and there's no kids like Top Golf.
Most definitely. Listen, I went to the pool and there were so many kids at the pool. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I can't wait for them to go back to school. That's coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, go back to school.
And, you know, the thing of it is to have a name like Swingers in Vegas. I don't know. They might need to look and reevaluate that.
They might need that. Well, it's a chain. So the pictures I showed you are from the one in New York City that opened up last year. There's one in New York City. They're opening one up in Dubai, supposedly, in 2024. And then eventually they'll have... they want to have like up to 15 across the world. But yeah, Vegas, a swingers club. I'm sure someone's going to Google or Yelp swingers.
That's actually going to be a good decoy for those that like to go to the parks and swing.
I'm just going to swingers. We have a group thing going down over there. Yeah, good.
Yeah, a group of us going to swingers.
Listen, the New York Liberty, if there's someone, we're going to see them in the Commissioner's Cup. These girls, these ladies... we're down by 18 to the Storm and with 3 minutes left in the third and came back to win by four.
Way back.
Listen, they've got their best franchise record to start 17-5. And they set a new WNBA record for most points in a single quarter. They had 40. I watched this game. It was 44 points they had in the first quarter versus the Fever. who does that? Like, how?
It's going to be a good matchup, but I think our aces still have it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, like, there's, you know, we're seeing in the league where it's like, there's a top tier of one team, and then there's like a couple underneath it, and then it's kind of like the rest of the stuff.
Like I said, I'm saying no one's going to beat these aces.
Get the parade ready. That's all.
Our cup is, that cup is ours. So,
yeah. And congratulations to Dawana Bonner, as well as AT, Alyssa Thomas. Alyssa Thomas proposed to Dawana.
I had no idea.
And I had no idea either until I saw them on the orange carpet. And I was like, you know, I know AT's shy. So I was thinking, well, maybe it's her teammate. They're just holding hands like as support. But no, they were booed up and I didn't even understand.
I had no idea. Wow.
Congratulations.
I wonder how that dynamic's going to be, like you're playing with your wife on the court and she messes up or costs the game. What's that going to look like going home?
Well, it's like, I mean, obviously, they've probably been dating for a while. I mean, we're going to need to ask Vandersloot and her wife. They're, I guess, yeah, well, true. She's not playing this year, but they've been played for so many years in Chicago, so.
Why don't they just leave everything on the court, and when they go home, it's just like, we're not going to talk about it.
They got to. Yeah. It's like when I watch Suits, like they had to, like, they might be working case against each other or with each other, but they can't talk about it when they get home. They're just done. Speaking of, I watched all 8 seasons of Suits, and I was thoroughly impressed. I never got into it.
Suits. My parents were watching.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good. The one-liners, the movie quotes, just everything was hilarious. It was great. It was great acting.
The only thing I understood was the fact that one of the actresses had a tremendous wardrobe and was like stealth in her fashion and looked amazing.
All of them, the three women all did. They all had amazing dresses and suits. I mean, just listen.
It was just great.
Okay.
My parents did it though. They liked it too. And I was like,
oh, yeah. I'll have to go talk to Mr. Threets, Mrs. Threets about this.
Because
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I've been talking to Futch about it. Futch has been, he's on season 3. I've been letting him know. We're exchanging messages about that because it's just a great show. And it literally took me like maybe less than 2 weeks to finish it all. 8 seasons. I was binging.
I'm good.
Going to the NFL Pro Bowl is moving to Orlando. I mean,
yeah, why not?
It's only been there how often before and didn't do much anyway. But hey, go for it. You know, whatever. Maybe there's a new concert that's coming to Allegiant Stadium where they can't help.
I mean, it's fine. It's enough already. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
Bring another draft here, though. I'll take that.
Yeah. Your Raiders signing Marcus Peters.
Oh, my God.
Got his A's hat on. Are you excited for this one?
Congratulations to the first day of training camp and actually seeing Jimmy Garoppolo toss a ball.
He was cleared for activity, so that's good.
Sure
you will have a quarterback so far, it looks like.
Yeah, shout out to my brother who's going to training camp tomorrow. Hopefully he can give me some footage so he can see what the haps is and what they're looking like and if we have a chance of making that trek out to Allegiant and watch them, or is it just one of those things where we have to profitize off of tickets? I don't know. You know, we're going to go out there. But Jimmy looked decent. He looked good. It was Jimmy. It was good to see you know, him in the with the Raiders, you know, smiling those pearly whites and looking handsome, you know.
That's good. Or at least you know it's there. It's coming.
Yeah, I mean, he put the helmet on today. I was excited about that. I even reposted in my story. I was like, yes, step one. You're here at training camp.
Step one is official. Speaking
but
of
we know
your training,
training camp, and that's Josh Jacobs, so we're going to see how that pans out. With these
because you're going to need that.
Not signing him on the franchise tag, like what's going to happen? What's his value going to be? What's he going to get? A mess.
Speaking of training camp, I was extremely excited to see this video by the Seahawks today because Bobby is officially back on the training camp.
The guy.
Congratulations,
guys. Okay, his welcome back wasn't as dope as my boy Enrique Kiki Hernandez's Welcome back after being traded for the Red Sox.
Well, I don't think Bobby needed to do a whole dance. We will show Kiki's dance moves too in a second.
Kiki had dance moves. Welcome back, Kiki.
All right, we'll show it now just because I know.
Hey. You know, that's the type of welcome back you want to see. Bobby walked back like he was like, yeah, I know I'm back at home.
He was welcome back in a game. Like, Bobby's just coming out to training camp. This is the first day of training camp. He's just happy to be back. The fans are happy he's back now.
He's going to get a great welcome when the season starts. It's going to be a great welcome for you guys.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be huge.
A lot of football signings have been happening. Justin Herbert got paid. Trayvon Diggs got money. Jimmy Graham's heading back to the Saints. He's going to be playing with Derek Carr this season. And then there was Nyheim Hines, who plays for Buffalo, the running back. He got into a jet ski incident to where his ACL was torn or injured.
Yeah, and he's done for the season. That's so crazy.
Done for the season. Like, how is that?
Because he wasn't even on. Know what he was doing.
They said he wasn't on it. He said that his jet ski was sitting, and that another jet ski collided with him. But I'm like,
okay, if that's your story, you guys, we weren't there to see it. If that's what you want to do to protect this man, go for it. But I ain't no fool.
But they won't mention when it happened, where it happened. It's that this.
Get your story right.
If it was
you
even
think we're
a jet
believe that? Okay.
My I'm thing is even today. Unless a jet ski actually hits your leg on a collision, that's not happening. Anything that you do on a jet ski, you can get off. You're landing in water, so you're not tearing ACLs necessarily. Like, was he really on a jet ski? That's what I want to know.
I mean, I need the real truth of that story. They calling us new fools out here. They just think that whatever. He's not playing. Whatever story you want to give. It might have been a more embarrassing situation. You want to throw jet ski in the mix of this situation, go for it. Jet ski probably like, why I got to be in it? Because I didn't have nothing to do with it. But, you know, if that's the reason you want to give, go for it then.
Absolutely. Heather mentioned that the injuries are starting early. Yes, they are. And that it's not helping the situation.
Think about, hey, keep that in your cap for the doggone fantasy football because it's going to be coming up. Recognize what's going on. When you start
you're dropping,
it's gonna be some stuff, man.
Pile them RBs while you can, because it seems like it could be a season of them holding out. It could be a season of injuries. We don't
exactly
know.
So if you draft a running back, you ain't really got no, you probably gonna have to go for a second option in your drafting when you do fantasy league. Jeez,
unbelievable. So the Commanders did sell. Magic Johnson, being a minority owner in the group, was there in D.C. at FedEx Field to do it, and then went back to his family vacation in Greece and had the whole family rocking Commanders gear.
Love it.
Yeah.
EJ too?
Yep, EJ too.
Oh, yeah, EJ's back there. I see him. Okay.
Yeah. Got his little crop top. Got a little crop top on.
Of course. He's going to sass it up. We love it.
We love it.
EJ going to make that thing with flair, honey. EJ going to.
The other thing that's almost as hot as Barbie these last week or two is the Taylor Swift. The Swifties were in Seattle last week, and the Swifties were in full force. Well, apparently Travis Kelce attempted to meet Taylor Swift, and here's what happened.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, I know you went to the Taylor Swift concert. How was it?
Yeah, well, I was disappointed that she doesn't talk before or after her shows because she has to save her voice for the 44 songs that she sings. So I was a little butthurt I didn't get to hand her one of the bracelets I made for her.
You made her a bracelet?
Yeah. If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Your number's in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one. She doesn't meet anybody, or at least she didn't want to meet me, so I took it personal.
She probably just hasn't gotten over the Super Bowl yet. She's a big Eagles fan. Maybe she just made something up and just didn't want to talk to you.
Damn it.
I really think Taylor Swift is going to be the halftime show for the Super Bowl. I really see that coming. She's huge.
I don't know. It's just crazy. We talked about your Dodgers getting your boy Kiki back. He, got the trade on Tuesday.
Welcome back, Enrique Hernandez.
What we all want to know, though, Mo, are you going to LA on September 1st?
I would love to. I would love to go.
The Dodgers are giving away.
Do this and make this happen. But I would love to go to get this jersey. And we did a Laker day. The last time I went to the Dodgers game was a Laker day and had the championship and Russell Westbrook throughout the pitch. And the jerseys they were giving away at that time were split with Dodgers and Lakers. Uh-huh. But to do a Mamba one, oh my God. Yeah, I got to be Mamba, there for that.
The black and yellow. That's yeah, pretty so sick. I'll
the
give
8
it
to 24.
That.
Yeah, I got to get it.
Oh, make your way, girl. And that's like with early Labor Day, like early Labor Day weekend, basically, too. Yeah. I don't know.
Man, accommodations is my only caveat is where am I going to stay?
LA got people out there. Figure something out.
Yeah. I'm going to say my cousins. I mean, I need some people. Yeah. I got to get that jersey. That's all I know.
Okay. Okay. Think that's that's kind of about it. You know, we got to talk. So there was an update to no update on Bronny, who obviously had a cardiac arrest on Monday. He's still at Cedars-Sinai. The family nor the hospital has given any updates. He was better though. He did get out of ICU, so he's still there. I'm sure just getting through tests and to see kind of like what caused it or what, you know, is happening within his body. So
prayers for Bronny.
Yeah, definitely. Really scary though to be so young and to have these cardiac arrest things is just that's a lot.
I think it's been a thing that's been ongoing. I think it's now the story. It's just like the heat stroke thing. We haven't heard of athletes suffering from heat stroke, but I'm sure this summer athletes are suffering from heat stroke. We're just not reporting it or hearing about it because that's not the story. The story is DeMar Hamlin trending that. Yeah. So everybody's gonna follow that whole thing. Hopefully it's not a hereditary thing. Hopefully it can dig into his family history. Hopefully he can get back out there on that court, be 100%. And
absolutely.
Any kind of
thing. Get out there and be able to rep for USC for this season, too. So I know they're looking forward to him playing there. But
so what's up with Michigan? John Harbaugh going to get in trouble now? He about to face that suspension, honey, with the NCAA rules.
Coach Khaki.
Yeah, what's going on? What's popping with that?
I don't know. I don't know about it. I saw it and was like, I can't even read this because I feel like Michigan, I couldn't read the news, the headline about Coach Prime sitting in a meeting trying to get out of Pac-12 and to go to Big Ten. I'm just like, you know what? You ain't even coached one season and you want to bounce. Like, how about you coach a season in the Pac-12.
I'm not saying anything about that because everybody was on me about him leaving that J-State thing and we all had, y'all see how this man is. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing. But sit back and watch.
Sit back and
watch. Eat my popcorn and mind my business.
It's going to be a lot of popcorn.
It is. A lot of popcorn. For sure.
Oh, man. A couple other girl powers besides our special guest, Yvonne Wade. If you're just now tuning in, like my mother, I just saw started watching. So hi, Mom. Make sure you catch the replay or go to our YouTube, subscribe to Girl Chat Sports, and you can watch the whole thing over. So you can check that out. Yes. But there are a couple other girl powers besides Yvonne, who's in create amazing things as a mom, coach, director, wife, everything. But we got to give it up to Kiki. Miss Kiki Palmer said, a what baby? Do you see this woman's body? Like, she came out through the first pitch of the White Sox game and looks better than before the baby. She looks amazing. And whatever the critique was.
Honey, that's a revenge snap. Her husband or baby's father got a snap on her at that Usher concert. She was already.
Look at her, though. Good Lord, Kiki, get it. So, girl power.
She was already there at the Usher concert. We saw it all. So, I'm happy for her. Keep living your life, girl.
Keep living it. Also, for those of you that don't know, there is a women's professional football league out there. This is Cynthia Red Bryant. She's 50. She's retiring. She retired after 25 years playing this. She started and basically started when the Minnesota Vixen began in the league in 1999. She's all defense, was all American 11 times. I didn't know this. There's a Women's Football Hall of Fame in Las Vegas that she was inducted into in 2018. So now I got to go and try and find where this Women's Football Hall of Fame is located so I can go check it out.
She's like a fridge.
Listen, she played over 200 games. She's a grandmother. She had a job as a principal or superintendent of a school for over a decade. Like, you know, these
don't
ever
stop chasing your dreams. You can think it, dream it, you can achieve it, man.
You can do it. She's They said she was 5'8 and 325, I believe. Woo!
The She's fridge.
She did that. So good for her.
Or long bust, whichever career. One.
Yes.
That's what she reminds me of. Man.
Good night, Beast Al. We'll catch you on the news later. He said good night. Yes. Yeah, that's an amazing story for her. I do want to get off a couple of sneakers because. FYI, I can't even post them all because Mo would kill me, first of all. And second of all, there's so many dropping just in the next week. I mean, between the 27th and the 1st, I don't know what happened if there was no
DHgate, everybody. Go on DHgate. Go check out these shoes. Everything she dropped, run to DHgate and see your reps and go get those.
You get your purses yet?
They're on their way, but I'm so excited. I can't wait to see my bags.
Well, let us
know. DHgate, everyone. Get them reps because I'm telling you. Them influencers, all the reps are looking real legit.
Yeah, but they're also probably getting the better ones because they are influencers trying to get people to go there and get them. I don't know. That's just I want to see your purses and then we'll go. Well, how do we know that? Where's the Reese? I don't know. So these are Adidas. These are the Nike Cortez All Pedals United. These are releasing July 27th. You've got the where'd my other ones go? I had an Air Max Puerto Ricos. I don't even have them on here now. Where'd they go? Dang. Oh,
look at that. That's a shame. Really wanted to see those.
Yeah, and I think I have them. I don't know. I look for them. So until then, these are the NBA and the Nike Dunk Low Chicago Bulls. There's about 8 to 10 different dunks being released on 7/27. I don't know if that's some weird like dunk birthday or dunk low holiday, but that's all happening. So if you want to go to Nike, go to your whatever your seeker store is or sneaker spot check those out.
Those are cute.
The Clot and the Nike Dunk Lows. This is called the What The, because they literally are using every kind of fabric, colorways, they're mix match. So they give you a little bit of everything on these ones. Those will be out on the 29th. You got the Jordan 3 Palominos coming out on the 29th as well. It's hot to wear
Jordan down here right now.
It's hot for sneakers, period,
right now. It is hot for sneakers.
I'll wear them at night. And these are, I don't like Air Forces at all, but these were fun. This is the Rubik's Cube, the Nike Air Force Rubik's Cube. It also looks like corn dog on a stick, I think, to me. But
hot dog Rubik's on a stick, Cube. You mean?
Yeah, hot dog on a stick. Isn't that what I said?
You said corn dog on a stick, but same dog. Difference.
They were corn dogs. The colorway it's a corn dog.
Oriented, not trying to figure out what it is. I would never buy those.
8/1. These will be released.
Especially some Air Force ones. They
had
a line for that.
I hate throwing some stuff out there. Anyways, you all, that's the show. We appreciate our guest Yvonne Wade once again from College of Southern Nevada, director of athletics. We appreciate her. We're gonna get the information for the 5K September 30th. I want to say it was. So it's gonna be. I think in the summer, I mean, it's going to be like wetter weather. So that could be possible. We want to support our College of Southern Nevada.
I say represent. If you guys can go out there and I can't even fathom it.
We got to get back in it, Mo.
I know. My knees are so bad. Like we're just old.
Listen, my hips, my knees, it's everything. Facts. I feel you. Hey, y'all, but we appreciate you. We will catch you next week. Have a wonderful week. Stay cool if you're in Vegas. We've got hopefully one more week to get through these heat spells, and hopefully we'll cool down some, but we'll see. It's also monsoon season, so I'm sure there's rain coming shortly as well.
But we love y'all. I'm on Tuesday on my phone.
Yeah, next week, I think. Yeah. I'm with it. I've taken the day off and head to the lake or something. I don't know. What do you do? It hasn't been 95 since the June.
It's only 95 at 8 and 9 o'clock at night.
I know. Okay, you guys, we appreciate your support. Make sure you follow Girl Chat Sports on all social media, and we'll catch y'all later. Bye.
Have a good one, everyone.